Okay, so here we have over here the Elu, the Zion and the Bays. Elu Kodashim Sheva, the same, Utum the same, Kayetz, Bohem, Vlad Shlomim, Utum Rostin, the Vlad of the Karma Shlomim, and the Tumura. Vladan, Vlad Vladan. Not only the Vlad, we repeat the word, Vlad Vladan, the grandchildren of Sif called Olam, Harin Kishlomim. They have exactly the same halacha like the original animal of Karma and Shlomim, Lamainaf Mim, the blood, the Shchita, the Hakrava, 2 days, one night, who eats it, Zilbazach, Utun Smicha. You have to smicha unesachim. You have to bring. You have to be accompanied by libations. Utnufas chazav shek. You have to wave the chazav shek and give the chazav shek to the
kohen. Animal has a baby.
Vlad, right? The animal
and
has
the
a Vlad.
Baby has a baby.
Grandchild, right? As long as you do not shecht it, it goes all the way down all the deris.
So, kachim transfers by birth.
Automatically, if the mother is kodesh, and the mother becomes pregnant. So we hold Ubar, at least according to this Mishnah, this is a discussion, but at least this Mishnah holds, it has the full
Kiddushah. And you can mate it with a non-Kodosh animal?
Oh, so that's the whole Shiloh that we say, Zeh v'zeh goyrein. So that's in Echnami. So let's talk to see Rashi. Rashi, let's see Rashi. Elu, let's see Rashi. Do Rashi, do we give Elu? No, there is no Mishnah. There's nothing on the Mishnah. Okay, let's see. Let's assume now for the moment we don't say ze v'ze goyrein, since it's the vlad of the mother ubar yerech imoy, and the male of the vlad has the same kedusha. They're conflicting halachas. There's a sugya of do we say ubar yerech imoy? There's another sugya, do we say ze v'ze goyrein? Do we take into consideration the fact that the animal only became pregnant because of an animal that's not kodesh? So let's assume now, for the sake of simplicity, that we're going to say that it has full kedusha. And the Moriz Gashav came in the town of Vladon. There's repetition in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah begins, says Vlad Shlamim Utmudasan, why then does it need to go say Vladon Uvlad Vladon? It says the Vlad twice. It starts off by saying Elu Kodashim Shevaldoiseim Utmudasam Kayotze Bohem. Vlad Shlamim, that's number one. And then the end of the line it says Vladon Uvlad Vladon. So Vladon is the same exact thing as Vlad Shlamim.
I thought it's not safe called the Olam one way.
That's the second part. That's the Vlad. That's the Chiddush. Vlad Vladon at Seif Kol Olam. That's a new halacha. But when it says the first word in that expression Vladon, that's exactly the same thing as Vlad Shlamim. Well, so let the mission just say Vlad Shlamim Utmurasan Uvlad Vladon at Seif Kol Olam. There's an extra word in the Mishnah.
Which one is extra? Yeah.
The word Vladon. The word Vladon is extra.
Because once you know Vladon, so of course it's outside
Vladon. Vladon means it's an expression. Vladon means the grandchildren.
Right, so it goes so.
And the child. The child, we just said the child.
And you said.
So the word Vladon in the second to last word on that line, the second line, that word Vladon is superfluous.
Uh-huh.
All it needs to say is Vlad Shlamim, number one. Number two Vlad is Utmura son and the Tmura. And then it should say Vlad Vladan at Soiv Kolaylam. Hare Heim Kishlam. Why did he need to say the word Vladan? Kaven, the Tony Vladan, Kama, Vlad Vladan at Soiv Kolaylam Lamali. Once it says already Vladan.
Right.
Kaven Vladan, Vlad Vladan. I made a mistake. I'm always making mistakes. Kevon Tony Vladan, Vlad Vladan. I'm sorry, I make a mistake. I ask the kasha, the Gemara is not asking. Okay, I'm sorry. The Gemara, for whatever reason, feels that my kasha is not a kasha. We want to repeat it. We want to repeat it to
right.
Explain.
Sure,
it okay.
Is a question.
Obviously, the Gemara, for whatever reason, the Gemara is that's not the Gemara's question. So maybe that's my question, but that's not the Gemara's question. The Gemara is saying.
Once you know that it passes along, so you know it's a
kalay. So you say Vladan, Vlad Vladan. The question over here is why does it over here at Saif Kalaylam Lumli? The Gemara says Tana Didan Shame. Le Rebbe Eliezer, the our
Did you
Tana.
The Mishnah?
Yes,
the
I read the whole Mishnah. Yes. Okay. So back to the Gemara. Kevin Tana Vladon Vladon. It's the correct Gemara. It's called the Kolamli. And for the Gemara, Tana Tana Don Shame Le Rebbe Eliezer.
Right.
He heard Rebbe Eliezer. Devin says Vlad Shlam Leikraf Shlamin. He heard that there's an opposing, there's a dissenting opinion. Rebbe Eliezer, the Vlad Shlamim Leikraf. The Vlad lo yikrav shlamim, the amale tana didan, lo mi baya, not only the Vladon, the lo moidena, look, I don't agree with you, I hold that the Vladon yivni makrev, el afilu v'al soif ko'ilom, lo medina loch. So how does it answer the Gemara's kasha? I guess it's just an expression. It appears from the Gemara at face value. He's saying
that not only do I disagree,
I disagree
and say that blood is, but I also
It's a way of expressing his frustration with
his emphasis on his disagreement.
On his halacha. So therefore, that's why it's more of an expression. It's more of an emotion that's being expressed in the Mishnah, more so than an exact literal translation of the word. It's very interesting because normally, you know, normally they tell you be very calm. Everything in life you be very calm. Here the Gemara is expressing emotion. He's saying I disagree with you thoroughly and the way
emphatically.
So since when do you have to add your emotion into it's a job, right? You're gonna have a job. I said, don't get excited about it. It's just a job. What are you getting excited about? Take it personally? Yeah. That's right. When it comes to Torah, he takes it personally, and he adds that expression that
dinner
that
was burnt.
Into the learning. There's an amazing thing teaching a whole Devar Musar in Torah that you have to have a passion about your learning. Mino hone mili. How taka do you know this halacha? Turn up on a zachar. Stay the word zachar. Rabbi Savlon. Stay the word zachar is an extra word. The whole pasuk reads vim zevach shlam karbonai im in abakar kumakiv im zachar im nikeva. Those two words are not in that. What's the meaning of Zoch? Why does everything have to do with Zoch? Rashi. What's the Rashi? Rashi. Gav shalom b'chamayim b'm zedal shalom kavnoi. V'hav l'lum 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 im min ha'bo kohu makriv tam yakrivenu. Im Zoch im nekevo l'omali. This whole expression, it's not just the word Zochar. It's the word Zochar im nekevo. The entire expression is superfluous. Zochar l'rabbi savolot. V'hafek d'gmav ha'loi dinu. Why do I need the word Zohar to be Marbe a Vlad?
What?
We can law derive this a Kalvachimer. Uma Tamura Shain Giduli Hegdish Kareva Madha Tamura. The Torah says Vayuhu Tamurasa Yakidesh. A Tamura is not natural. It's something which you have to do to give it Kedusha, and it's even to not only that, it's also to do it. And yet, the Torah says you should be makriv with the full-fledged halacha of tamura of your source. Alachas kama v'kama, when you have a product of a kachim, it's not shachidish, because this item is just an extension of the mother. And you're not,
by tamura, we know that the blood
yes.
is... How do we know that?
Not the vlad. Not the vlad. The tamura, the exchange.
I understand that.
Not no vlad. We're not the vlad of tamura. We're up to the tamura. In fact, of vlad, you're not makav of the vlad tamura. I'm not mistaken. You're not makav of the vlad of the tamura. It means the tamura itself. I have animal A, animal B. Animal A is kodesh, animal B is chol. And I make a statement. The Z, this should be the Tamura of this.
Got it.
So animal B gets Kedusha. What do you do with it? Whatever you would do to A, you do to B. What are you talking about? That's not natural.
Right.
Animal B is an alien.
Yeah, but that's a halach of Tamura.
Oh, so if the Torah is Megaled, or you make a Tamura, there's a din that you mark of the Tamura, all the laws of the source.
Right.
Alachas kama v'kama when it comes to a Vlad, which is a natural product of the source, certainly you should be
makin
all a gnish. So the Gemara says, no, that's a difficult one. Why didn't the Pasuk of him Zohar? The Gemara says, it's not a good Kalvachomer. Mala Tamur, Shekinu Heges B'chala Kodosh, how can you compare Tamura? It's something which applies to all Kodshim. Toimar B'vola, Shekinu Hegel B'chala Kodshim. It's not Noeg B'chala Kodoshim. Why? Because an oila. The Asham Zichodim Ninhu, Rashi says. Because you only can have a Vlad by a female. But a carbon oila is always a male, and a carbon Asham is always a male. So the Metzias of having the Vlad does not apply across the board. But
so there's a Chumrah by...
So you can't compare. When it comes to Tamura, it applies across the board. When it comes to Vladai, so it does not apply across the board. So you see, they have a different set of rules. Memela, one is a chilek. We cannot learn out one from the other.
So why don't you say that's just to
Metzias.
Each carbon by itself. That each carbon stand
no,
by itself.
No, the Gemara is not saying it. The Gemara is saying that there's an all-encompassing rule. I hear what you're saying. Okay,
it's all or nothing.
The Kachim is a very sure summary. You're right. These are very dark, fine points. And you have to have a grasp and a whole set of kasha to appreciate what the Gemara, why you're a kasha is not a kasha. I don't know. We need a mumche. Vlad shigdulai hegdish in the din shigam. Matu vucharin agis b'cholagodim. Tama vlad shigdulai hegdish b'cholagodim. In the carve. Hail v'hail v'in nagib b'cholagodashim. Tama lema. That's why we need zachar. That is the deal. We need a special pas zachar. The rabbis have all of it. We could say next. Nekeva, the rabbis said tamura. Or Nekeva. What is Nekeva coming to be marbe? That you do to the tamura exactly what you do to the source. We have a whole special. Now the Gemara's whole logic is circular because the Gemara over here first starts off by telling us a kal v'chomer that I need the word zohar to be marbe of volod because I would not know it from a tamura. But we only first know tamura from another pasuk. It's not really a kasha. There's a word nikeva, and the word nikeva is a separate drasha. Nikeva is coming to be marbe a tamura. The word is completely extra. Available for Mabit drasha tmura,
that
you makriv the tmura with the same halacha as the source.
It gets
the same halacha. If the original is an oila, you makriv the tmura as an oila. The original is a shlamin.
It's a pasuk.
That's a mabit. Gravas of tmura. Ein liyala tmuras tmimim. I only know when you make a tmura. Maybe when the pasuk says in the cave, we only have right to mabit the less chiddush. So let's say I make a tamura, a tam for a tam. Remember, even though that's not in the pasuk, that's not in the first pasuk.
What does it mean, a tam for a tam?
It says, toy bera rabbi toy. The class, that was yesterday's the daf, that the classic tamura is where they both, one is a toy, and one is a ra. A ra means a baal mum, and a toy is not a baal mum. That's the classic tamura. But what happens if both of them are tamimim?
Right.
So then that's a drasha. That's a separate halach. I don't know the source at this moment, but that would make a drasha that the laws of tamura apply in that case as well. So now, when we have an extra word that says nekeva, that we're going to be marbe, that a tamura, you're going to be makar with all of the laws of the source,
right.
Maybe we're only going to apply that halacha when the source was a tam.
Right.
But maybe if your source was a baal mum, it was a baal mum. Well, no, it's reversed for sure not. If it's the other way around, if the target is a baal mumi, anyway, it can't be makrovit, because there's a blemish.
Right.
But maybe
it gets kedusha.
It gets kedusha, correct. And what do? You have to sell it. And you with the money, what do you do with the money? With the money, you're going to bring, what do you do with the money? So maybe then, I'm not even sure, maybe the money, let's assume for the argument's sake at this moment, the money you're going to use to bring a carbon oil on the Mizbeach. Let's assume for that for argument's sake. But not that yet. Let's first discuss this case.
I mean, you just have a chazar with the source is a baal mum. So what's that halacha over there again?
Then a tamura. There's no question about it. That the target.
That's that the mum came after.
No, only when the mum came after.
Only
the mum came first, and it's not possible. Let's talk about it.
It
has to have kedusha aguf.
And the tamura came after it got the mum.
Yes. So the animal, the yisur, starts out as a tam. Then it gets a blemish. And then you use it as the source for a tamura. So the halacha is that the target gets kedusha. But what do you do with the target animal? Are you makriv it as a carbon, as the same thing as the source? So we don't know now at this point in time the Gemara. The Gemara suggests that when we have a drasha that says nekeva, that tells you that when you makriv the target, and you makriv it with the same kedusha like the original, maybe that's only in the case when your original is a tam. And now your target is a tam. But when your original is a baal mum, it's shvach, it's weak. So maybe in this case, your target's not going to go as your original. So therefore, ein liyala tmuras tamimin, uvlad tamimin. Both halachas, the Gemara is saying that. Not only when it comes to the tamur, the Gemara is now coming to challenge both halachas, even when the vlad is vlad baalei mum. What about the vlad is baal mum? The vlad is a baal mum. Utmuras baalei mumin. Minayin tamaloymar im zohar. The word im. There are four words. Im zohar im nikeva. Im is coming to be married, even the baal mum. Yes, Shlomo, you okay with this?
Yeah.
Are you following?
Go ahead.
No, that means no, right?
I just got distracted.
It's very easy.
Go ahead. Tamaloymar
im zohar.
Yeah.
Lerabois vlad baalei mum. The word im nikeva. Lerabois tamuras baalei mum. So it's very simple. Okay, so far we have four drashas. We have im zohar, im nikeva. Zohar is marbe the vlad of a karban. You mark it with the same exact laws as the mother. If the mother is a shlomim, you mark the baby as a karban shlomim. When it says the word im, is telling you that even if the mother is a balmum and the baby is a tam, doesn't matter. You mark the baby whatever the mother would have been if she now would have got a blemish. when it comes to the word nekeva, is teaching when you make a tumura, tam patam, or whatever the case is, then you mark, then the target, and you have the same halacha. How do you know when the mother becomes, when the source is a baal mom, and you make a tumura? That's the word in the keva.
And he's fulfilling his obligation with the tumura.
No, he's not.
He's not?
I believe not. I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
If he got a mom, the first behema, so zikha. I mean, if it's been, unless it's in the dova, he'd have to bring it.
They bring another animal. I believe you're not.
This is a real lie.
The tumura is a zaydik zach. It has nothing to do with
doesn't accomplish anything.
No, it doesn't accomplish anything. It's a separate thing. I'm aware of safla abaya. The Ebuchan, though, why don't we switch it around? In other words, let's switch around and say what do we want to switch around?
What's the difference?
It's just a matter of drushes. No nafkamina. The Ebuchana, there's no obvious nafkamina. The Ebuchana, the Gemara says, "Mistavra, mimakom shenisrabsa tumuras tuminim, nisrabsa tumuras bale mumim." The place where the word "im." What's the most kasha word "im"? Rashi, "im." Im zoch. Okay, that's the kasha. The kasha is not on the word zoch or nekeva. The kasha is on the word "im." The word "im" is exactly. So why do the Gemara? I'm not clear what the Gemara was after me. Im zochar, im nekeva. From the word "im zochar," we're marbe by the vlad of a baal mum. You still have to be makabe. Im nikeva is marbe, the vlad is marbe, a tumura that came from the source of a baal mum. So, Frank,
what? I have to learn with this baal mum.
Okay. That's slacha rabba. Im nikeva, so amale by the rabba, ibechada, bestav, and welcome to the shabs of tumuras tzininim. The shabs of tumuras baal mum. In other words, it's logical. I mean, what's the answer is obvious. Amalei said, no, you don't understand my kasha. You don't understand my kasha. That's too simplistic. My kasha is, Amalei, mi kamin lach lepoch im zochim nekeva. That's not what I meant to say. I'm not kula kro kamina. Eima zochar. Not my kasha is not from the word im. Let's switch. When it says im zochar, that's tamura. Im nekeva is vlat. And then the mele, once you mahapik the zoch and the kevah, you will mahapik also the in. They go. It's a package deal. Ema zoch rabbi says the tumur of the kevah rabbi says avolad. Amalei vlad loshen zoch mashm. Now here's me the nafkamina. Teacher of Murdika, you said the word vlad loshen zoch mashma tumura loshen nekeva mashma. The word of vlad when it says in the pasuk im zochar. The word zachar fits much better with the vlad. Now, it's a shocking thing because the vlad is only shach by a female animal, a mother. Yet, isha ki, it's not a kasha because what it says, isha, we know that if the woman is mazriya tchila, she has a zachar. Okay, isha ki sazriya the yalda zachar. The vlad, when the leda is shaykh to the mother, it produces a male. When the zriya is shaykh to the man, if the man is mazriya tchil, it produces a female. So it's in Lundis, in Agad, that also makes sense. But the more we are saying a tremendous chiddush, that the word vlad, at face value, would say ridiculous. Vlad is a female product. It's a product of a female. So how can you go say vlad means zoch? No. The word volod, it ends with a dalid, and this is a masculine term. Memela, when it says in the pasuk im zachar, we're going to apply to the volod, and when it says tumura, ends with a hey. The word tumura and begins with a saf. The word saf usually is a feminine. When a word begins with a saf, I'm not so sure, but I think usually that has a connotation that it's a feminine form. Tumura l'shon nekev mash. That's what l'mayhuk. Oh, now the Mara says so. L'may nafkamina. Okay, this is the $6 million question we've been waiting for. What is the nafkamina over here? L'may nafkamina amishmul likara likarav alibe v'loz. Nafkamina, which pasuk is likrav v'alibe drebe lozar? What does that mean? What do those words mean over here that he explains? The Amar, the Mara, the same. Kikamar rebe lozar oyla, di'ika shem oyla al imoy. Avul hane v'lodois loy karve kamash mulan. Let's see Rashi. Rashi lemay chasa kotshe kotshi hanach vlade shel balei mumim doha iman lechazi lekaraf. To what halacha do we say that the vlodos have kedusha? Kotshe hanach vlade shel ban balei mumim to iman lechazi lekaraf. So the Gemara explains. So the Gemara is asking a question. How could it possibly be that if the mother is a balmum, that the baby, the volad, is fit to be offered? The Gemara is doing a more fundamental question. You're telling me here that you have over here the mother, and the mother is a balmum, from the word im, and then it gives birth to a zocha, it gives birth to a vlad. So you mark of the vlad like you mark of the mother. How could that possibly be? If the mother is a balmum, the child, even though it has no blemish, can't be better than the mother. Rashi, lamai kotshe hanach vlodas, lamai hilchasa kotshe hanach vlodas, shel balei mumin. How could it possibly be that the child, you're able to bring it on the mizbeach when the mother is a balmum? The ha'imon lechazi likoraf. So the Gemara says, no. Ve'alib next Rashi, lamai loza, de amar b'masnisan, hifrish, nikheva le'oila, v'yolda. Unbelievable halacha. Let's say you makdish a female animal as a carbon oila. That's an impossibility. Why is that an impossibility? Because an oila only comes as a zachar. So it makes no sense. And then what happened? V'yolda. So he says in an awesome chiddush. He says, V'lada karev oila. The child of the female that you makdish a carbon oila, that you makdish as a carbon oila. Oh, how could that possibly be? The mother is fundamentally flawed. She's a female. Mm-hmm. How then can the product go in the Mizbeach? Afagav the email loy chazya. Hocha, it doesn't matter. Why? Because obviously we see from the lumdis of Rabbi Elazar, an incredible lumdis, it's not a din in practicality, in reality. There's a chalois oila on the mother. It happens to be the mother is a problem because the mother is a female. But the chalois oila is there. When the baby is born, oh, now it found a place to come and rest. It doesn't affect. You have to attach the lumdis, but we can't go there now. But it's not like we thought originally that if the mother can't go on the mizbeach, there's a denial of the chalos oila on the mother. We think that if the mother can't go forward, you can't even say there's a chalos oila, and the male can't transfer to the next generation. That's incorrect. When a person says on a female animal it's an oila, it is a full-fledged chalois oila. It just so happens that the animal has a problem that it itself can't go on the mizbeach. But it does not. That problem does not take away from the fact that its DNA is an oila DNA. Now when the baby is born, the male is the real deal. And if it's a zachar, Vlad kachim is kachim, hachinami. Now that's only according to Rabbi Loza. He is megale that he holds of such a lumdis. So once we find that he indeed holds of such a lumdis, Rabbi Elazar, we can apply this lumdis when it comes to. We can apply this lumdis when it comes to our case of a balmum. A person has an animal, and the animal is a baal mum. It has to get real kedusha, of course, to begin with. And then it becomes, I guess, a blemish. And now it's flawed. It can't go on the mizbeach. And now it gets pregnant. And now it has a vlad. And now the baby is born. So, same thing. Don't tell me that because the mother has a chesaron, she can't go on the mizbeach, it's going to affect the vlad. The vlad can't be better than the mother. No such thing. Just like when a person is makdish karban oila, a female is a carbon oila, it's not going to hold back the vlad from becoming going on the mizbech as a carbon oila, it's a zohar. So too, when the mother has a baal mum, it's not going to hold back the ability for the vlad to go on the mizbeach. That's the lumdis. Af agav di mei loichazi hachanami karvi, vi av agav di mei loichazi avi itzrich lashmin and hachi demar, the same of our next Rashi. Hasim hu diyam arbulaz, agabeli yumis olia, for the question, Ali, the thing is so simplistic. Why is it necessary for the Mishnah to tell us halacha? We can fix it on our own. No, because you may think that the case of Rabbi Elazar is better than this case. Why is that case better? Tamahu the same mahasim who do Rabbi Elazar gabi oila yika shem oila iman kill loymar the afal gavdi he atzma loy karva loy paka kedusha mina shemotzinu nikeva oila koin oilas oif. There's a mordical on this. This really, really goes deep, deep, deep under the hood to the most tifa lamdas in Kachin. And that is the Gemara Rashi over here is coming to relate that there's a relationship between all of the oilas, even when you cross minim. You never bring an animal as a carbon, a female animal. Never, ever, ever. Birds, yeah. You can bring a female bird as a carbon oil. So you'll say, who cares? Birds are birds. Animals are animals. No, it's all part of one club. Mamel, it's one club. Since the mitzias of a female bird does exist, as a carbon oil, that's enough to allow a chalois oila on a female animal, even though it's impossible to bring this animal. But when it comes to a baal mum, there's no such mitzias of a baal mum going on in the mizbeach, not by an animal, not by a bird. Now, when we say by a bird, not, we mean where it's mechusar eiver, where it's missing a limb, not when it's just a little blemish, because we do accept blemishes. That's a tremendous chiddush. The entamus v'zachrus be'oifos vayit in Rashi. Avol gabi v'lodoy shlomim balimum the ain shem shlom al imam. The loymot sinu balimum kolev shlom. The chol shlom oif leka. Oh, you'll tell me a bird you can. Rashi's in Murdik Kasha. It's not true. A bird, you're allowed to have a bird that's a balimum. Entamus v'zachrus. Okay, you gotta have a mechusar eiver. But it need not be a time. Oh, so taka, there's taka, no such thing by birds. So that could, why? Because there is a baal mum by birds. No, there's no such thing as a carbon shlomim by birds. No din shlom by birds. So that automatically makes the shlomim animal worse than a female oil animal. A female oil animal at least has a partner, has a female oil bird. But a baal mum by a carbon by an animal shlomim does not have a baal mum by a bird, because there's no such thing as bringing a bird as a carbon shlomim. Is that interesting? You can bring a bird as a carbon chatos and a bird as a carbon oila, but not as a carbon shlomim. No such thing. A toida is a type of a shlomim.
Right.
A toida is a form of shlomim. What about a carbon asham? Ashem is a type of a carbon chatas. Ashem really is a chelik of a carbon chatas.
Right.
So,
shlamim, right?
No.
Shlamim?
No.
Not shlamim, a chatas.
Yeah, chatas. You bring a chatas. You bring a bird, one is a chatas, one is an oila. It's very, right. Of course, you're giving carbon chatas to a bird, right. By probing. But you don't have such a mitzias anywhere. You never have mitzias anywhere of there being a bird of a carbon shlamim. Yeah, it's an amazing. Why talk is that the case? Shlom is to bring peace between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Birds are not they're mufka from that matzah. Okay, that's a good topic of a godot. Vayit avu gavu v'lod l'shom b'om b'nim shom 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 b'om b'nim. That is why I would suggest that it's going to be worse. That's why I would suggest that it's going to be the kid, that it's going to be worse. It's going to be much worse, the case of a baal mum, relative to the case of a female oila. That's why we need our Mishnah to be mechadesh, even though the taka it is worse, it doesn't matter. We still have a gzeris akasur. The pasuk says, the pasuk says, im zohar, to be marbe, that the vlad of a baal mum, im, the word im zohar is marbe of vlad. Im is mar, even a baal mum. It's going to work. It's going to work, even though the mother has no. The mother cannot go on the mizbech. It's still going to work. But the vlad, the child of the shlomim, not the tour yet. The child of an animal that has a baal mum will be offered on the mizbeach as a carbon shlomim, even though it came from a mother that has a blemish. And you'll argue, oh, but if the mother has a blemish, then the child cannot be better than its mother.
Right.
The answer is, it's no different than the lamdus of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds that if you makdish a female animal as a carbon oila, works. It has to be a male. It works to the degree that if it gives birth to a zohar, the zohar goes on the mizbeach. So what do you learn from there? The chalois of the oila is chal upon the mother, and when the child comes forth, it will now find the place to be chal. That exact lum, this applies to a baal mum. The mother is now currently a baal mum, but if it gets pregnant and gives birth, it will be chal upon the child, the full-fledged, din shlamim. And this is a bigger chiddush in the case of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar. Because Rabbi Lazar, at least we find the reason why there's a chalais of an oila on a female animal is because at least we find the chalais female by a bird. So we do find such a mitzias. That's enough to show that it's there. The oila din oila is there by a female. It's just not in this particular case. But when it comes to a shlamim, that's a blemish shlamim, there's no hechatimsa anywhere where you can be makar in the mizbech a shlam that says baal mum. Not by anywhere. So maybe he will argue that in this case it's worse than the female oila, and that he was birthed to a baby, to a vlad. The vlad cannot go on the mizbeach. Kamash mulani can go on the mizbeach. That's the lumdis. Daliba drevelaza. Let's go back to the Gemara over here. Says l'mayichasa. For what halacha do we say there's a chalais shem shlomim upon the ba'an the vlad? Likrav, it can still be offered. Don't just think that the vlad gets kedusha, a minimal kedusha, but not ad kedekach that go on the mitzvayach. Velibud Rabbi Elazar, the mahu the same. Ki kama Rabbi Elazar oila. When did Rabbi Elazar say oila? That's dafka the ikar shem oila alimai. That's dafka where there's a shem oila. There is a shame oila al imoy upon the mother. The ikar shame oila imoy aval aval honey vladai is loy karve. But this is worse because there's no din baal mum by a shlamin. Kamash one works okay. That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina is bar poda mar liriya. The aliba the reakola. What does that mean? The liriya. What do we mean? Did mar rava mar likarve likarve liriya lozer bar poda mar liriya. Valiba divrei. What do you mean, Luria? Let's see, Rashi. Rashi says divrei akol diafilu rabbanon moedu de kadoshim mi Luria. In other words, rabbanon hold that in this case, taki nachni elti nachni. Rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Elazar. They disagree with Rabbi Elazar when they hold that if a person is makdish a female animal as a carbon oila, and now it gives it does not have the full kedusha. And if the female animal gives birth to a male animal, right, you cannot be makriv on the mizbeach because it's missing kedusha. So just like by an oila, this is going to be you cannot makriv the vlad here as well. You cannot makriv the vlad. If I have a carbon shalomim and the carbon shalom develops a blemish and then it gives birth to a baby, according to the rabbanon, you cannot be makriv the vlad on the Mizbeach, because the Vlad is no better than the mother. If the mother is lacking in Kedusha, the Vlad is lacking in Kedusha. So what value then does the Vlad have? The Vlad has the Chiddushes. Even though it's lacking Kedusha, you still cannot shecht it and eat it until it gets a blemish. You have to let it go out L'Ri'iyah. Don't think that since the mother has a blemish and the mother is no good, that when the Vlad comes into this world from the very first moment, you can immediately redeem it and eat it. No, you still must wait for it to get a blemish because it does have enough kedusha that it demands a blemish. Rashi, Lidiri, I called that figure, but the question is in Luria. But look, we do not say Chulin Ninu, Doha Amri, Namri, Gabi, Eilas, Nikeva, because when it comes to Nikeva, also the Vlad a year. So that's the chiddush. That's the answer. And now the Gemara over here is the Itmar Rav Amal. The Kard Av Libud Rav Elozer Rav Amal. The Ria Val Libud Rav Elozer. Okay, done. New Gemara. The High Tana. My Slami Hachi. Now going to new car. Question is, how do you know the Vlad Kadoshim of Shlomi have kedusha, and how do you know a Tamura? Again, how do you know the Vlad Yemach like the Mal? Go back to the beginning of the Gemara. You have the Vlad of a carbon shlamim, and you have the Tamura of a carbon shlamim. And both cases, we treat the Vlad and the Tamura with the same status as the original, either like the mother or like the source. And the question is, how do we know that? So until now, we learned that from the word im zohar im nikeva. Now we have a new source. V'haytana ma'isei lo mehocha. Says in the Torah, rakko doshecha. Your holy items, these words, the entire pasuk is superfluous. It's coming, elu hatemurois. Okay, the word Kodeshecha is in the whole extra pasuk, the whole extra pasuk of the Gemara. It says, in these days, it says, Ra Kodeshecha, Asher Yiyu Loch, Asher Yiyu Licha, Unidorecha, Tisol Vosa El Hamokam, Asher Yivkar Hashem. It's a whole pasuk. And what is God's coming? He's coming over here, this halacha, of a tmura. Ra Kodeshecha, Eva Tmuris. Asher Yiyu Licha, that will be to you, Elu Havilodois. This refers to the children, to Psukim. Tiso Uva, so you shall carry and arrive. Yachol Yachni Senu Lebes Habakura. I would think that you should bring these animals in the Lebes Habakura. You want to make a minor Muslim today, Shia Yusu. I would think that when it says that you shall bring them, it doesn't actually mean that you should be makriv them. You shall bring them there to let them die there. Isn't it a strange halacha?
Yeah.
Such a concept. That you bring a carbon, you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash not to go on the Mizbeach, but to die. Is that shocking? Such a concept? Tamaloymar, the Pasuk says, V'yasisa... No, not only Chatzis HaMeisus. That's not Chatzis HaMeisus. Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. It's a Dumar's Drasha. It's not a Chatzis HaMeisus. Chatzis HaMeisus, there's nothing you can do. What do you do with it? What do you do with it? You want to say lungs. I hear what you just said. You just said over here a mouthful. You just said a whole world of bear. You just said... And the halacha l'moishim, you see, I never, until you just said those words, I never, all my days on this earth, never heard such a chiddush. And you said something amazing, mamish.
Kedai
to wake up in the morning. It was kedai to wake up in the morning.
Oh,
it was just came out of your mouth. Because all these years you're learning chadus hamesis. I always thought chadus hamesis means it means nebuch. You're stuck.
Yeah.
You're stuck. A makdish of a chatos, and then the chatos runs away.
So, now
so I go and bring a replacement, and I bring it. I come home, and they say, oh, here you are,
back.
Here you are. What am I going to do with you?
Right.
What am I going to do with you? I already got atonement for my sins.
Right.
I don't need atonement anymore. I'm done. I'm cleansed. So what am I going to do with you? You can't just bring a voluntary carbon chatas.
Right.
I can't do another Avera and bichal lemafreya. It doesn't work like that.
What?
Can't you hold it
till you do another Avera?
No, because you do it again in new Kedusha. You can't retroactively
right.
go use an old carbon to be mechaber for a new Avera.
Right.
It's a naya Avera. It's
right.
a frisha Avera. You can't go backwards and use
right.
a stale bagel to be mechaber for a new Avera. So what do you do? So I always thought until this day,
Nebuch.
Until this day, it means Nebuch. There's nothing I can do with you. What am I going to do? I can't redeem it. I'm assuming it's because since it's for a chait, the Torah doesn't like it to redeem for chatoin. It wasn't for a chait. It was for a carbon oila. It was for a carbon shlamim. It's not a real chait. Then we can do something with you. But a chatos, a chait, Nebuch. So it's like throwing it to the Yam HaMelech. He just said now, Shlomi, no. Putting it to death is a form of Hakrova. There's a Din Hakrova on the Mizbeach, and there's a Din Hakrova of you let it die. And because I was Makdish this L'Shem Aichet, it must be Hashkocha Pratis. If it ran away, I need a double Kapara. My regular carbon was not enough. I need another kapara. What's the other kapara? Let it die. Let it suffer. It's very powerful. We can always be powerful because Avraham brought Yitzchak on the Akedah. And it says in the Medrash, I mean, it says that we learn Sefer Chassidim. He says something that's so shocking. And he says that, like, not shy what he says.
What? Ishes was
Akrova? He put Yitzchak as a carbon,
right.
And Hashem told him, no, I don't want you. So Aaron was misfal. Let it be that my children die al kiddush Hashem. I wanted so much to bring a carbon, to bring a human sacrifice. Not fair. It's not fair. You deny this from me. Make it up to me that my descendants die al kiddush Hashem. What did you just say? what Zayda would be mispal to Hashem that his children should be die al kiddush Hashem? So what does that? What does that mean exactly? I have no clue. No one will ever quote this ever. No one will ever go near this Hasefer Hasidim.
Right.
But when it did happen, all our generations, the Holocaust, 6 million people in the Crusades, Hulu, people died. They didn't go on the Mizbeach. They were killed. They were killed in the most horrible situation. That's like, and that is basically a kiyum of what Avraham Avinu was misfalo. But they didn't die on the Mizbeach, like Avraham Avinu was Yitzchak, and they brought him as a carbon, he tied him up, they died, Stamazah, they died. They died like the Chatas HaMesos. They just died. They were tortured to death. Like the Chatas HaMesos, you go, you put on a straitjacket, you don't feed it, you feel a gibal and it explodes. So, you're saying incredible insight. You're saying over here is that the din chatas hanes is not just tam, it's a nebuch. This hagufa is a hakrova. Half of a fellow. And what's the raya? What's the raya to this? Well, the Gemara's havamina. The Gemara said, and every havamina has an application. And I mean this, it says in the pasuk, I'm going to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, but I'm not going to put it on the Mizbeach. I'm going to torture it to death. And this will be basically a Hakrova. That's the Hava Amina. We reject that. Or the Gemara is presenting such an outrageous Hava Amina. It must be that it's not so outrageous after all. It must be that there's talk of such a thing. And where's the precedent for this? The Chatas HaMesos. Today, Sheyamusu, Tamlomav Yosisa, Olasecha, Boso, Vehadom. No, we have a drasha, we're marking one to the other. Kedech, Sha'ata, Neig, Bo'obo, Oilo. The same way it says the next pasuk, Oilo Yosecha, your carbon oilo. Kederech, Sha'ata, Neig, Bo'oilo. Atanoig b'tzmura, kederach she'at anoig b'shlam, atanoig b'vlodosh shlamim b'tzmura. Yachol, I would think kol hakadoshim came. I would think all kadoshim shall be so. Now, what do we mean kol kadoshim came? Rashi yenami v'lodoy u'tmurasai karev yekodesh by carbon oila. So here it says crack oila secha. Right, so here it says, "V'sisa l'secha b'osra adam k'derech shata noig b'oyla ata b'tzmur v'k'derech shata noig b'shlamim ata noig ata noig b'vlo de shlamim b'tzmur b'vlo ata noig b'val de shlamim b'tzmur yachol kol hakadoshim kain. What's that kasha? Yachol af kol hakadoshim yinami v'lo doy u'tzmurasay kol. Now what's kol hakadoshim? What's the new article? What do you call a kadoshim? A chatos?
Perhaps the offspring and tumura of other offerings are sacrificed on the altar.
What other offerings? The one makes a drasha. Tam olayvam v'yasisa olaysecha abasa v'hadam kiderech sha'ata noyeg b'oila ata noyeg b'tumura kiderech sha'ata noyeg b'shlamim ata noyeg b'valdei shlamim uv'tumura. The same way you know it when it comes to shlamim, atenoy vlade shlamim and utzmur. Yachol, that's the drasha. So we start rakodoshecha elu hatzmuras, asha yulucha elu havladas, and then it says tisa uvasa v'yasisa oiloi secha. We're makish it oiloi secha. They teach you that no, when you bring it, you have to bring it with a full fledged halacha, the tumura and the vlad has to be brought with the full laws of the source. Now the Gemara is going weiter. Yachol, since we have a drasha, kol kodoshim
Cain.
What do you mean by kol kodoshim, Rashi? Yachol, I would think af kol hakodoshim
yehei nami
v'lodoy u'tmurasei karev. No, it's besides shalom and then besides the carbon oila. Which includes what? What do you have left? What do you got left? A carbon asham and a carbon chatas, I guess, right? That's what it means. I guess what it means over here now, we should include that the laws of the vlad chatas and the vlad of... Okay? Tamaloy marak. Devrei Rebbe Yishmael. Rebbe Kiva. Ain't it tzarech? Hariyam is in the pasuk. Asham who? Who kodeh ve'ein tumurasa kreva? Okay? Now the Gemara is going to explain. So basically, we're on the right track. We're coming to the Memayet Asham and L'chayr Chatos as well. Now the Gemara is going to explain this in much more detail. The way the Gemara reviews. Omar. We said in passing, Tisovasa, Yachal 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 Bihira, and Rebbe Minote said, what? Why in the world we have a Shahava Mina to bring the Chatos Hamid, to bring it? All these animals in the Beis Hamikdash, not give it food. Mar says what you said before. You said before is what? Amirat Hesei Hakevan. Mar is Hakevan the Gomrei Chomei Shchatos Hanach. When we're saying Pumfakert, let's just say, since the Torah says there are only five Chatos, Hanach Mikrov Karvei. How could you say such a thing? How could there be such a hechatimsa where you're going to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and it should die? Right. Since we have only a halacha l'moshe misinai regarding five chatois that automatically that are put to death, that indicates from the halacha l'moshe misinai that every other type of situation is no such thing as bringing an animal and putting it to death. Because the halacha l'moshe misinai clarifies that only applies in five very specific cases. Meaning, in all other situations, there's no such concept. So, what's your havamina? The Gemara says, no, there is a havamina. Mahu the same mechamish chatois meisus b'chol mokoyin. V'honuch yamusu beisam b'chiru k'mashma. Nope, not so poshut. The halacha l'moshe misinai chatois hameisus means that you put it to death wherever you want. If you go and you set aside a carbon chatos and it gets lost and you bring a replacement, then you go to America and it shows up in America. How did it get into America? A stowaway. Somehow it got on the plane. It was sitting there in the front, business class. It made it to America. It made it. So you have to bring it back to Eretz Yisrael? No. You can kill it in Chutz Liaretz. That's what the halacha l'moshe misinai is teaching. Now we have Bosa. It says in this pasuk over here, Tisa uvasa. It's also a din of mesos, but it has to die inside the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we would think. Yeah. And that is why we need a hekish to teach you v'yasisa oiloi secha. Once you bring it, you bring it like a regular full-fledged carbon oilo. Now, the Gemara is not finished yet. Now, here comes the part that I did not know. I got confused. Omar Maru mentioned in passing, Yachal Av Kol HaKadoshim Kain. Once we said this beautiful drasha, we wanted to expand the scope and apply it to other Kadoshim. What's left? The pasuk over here is only addressing, we made a drasha to Marbe, a Shlomim and a carbon oila. A Tamura. Of a and the carbon shlomim and then rak kodeshach of Omar yachol af kol hakadoshim kain tamalim a rak kodeshach. Now what exactly are you coming to mind? Vlad deman, what are you coming to exclude? Either oila zochu vlabar aludehu. What's rak coming to be mayit? You cannot possibly be mayit from the word rak that only a shlomim's vlad is offered on the Mizbeach, but not the Vlad of a carbon oila. Guess what? The Mitzius does not exist. There's no such thing as a Vlad oila. So therefore, I don't need a pasuk to be memayit the Vlad of a carbon oila, because there is no such thing. The Eid Chatos also cannot be. Why not? Because a Chatos has a Vlad, it's halacha l'moshe misinai, put to death. It's one of the Chomesh Chatos HaMesos, the Vlad Chatos. Vlad v'idachatas gemilu d'lemisa kaima. So what do we have left? V'ida asham. Only one thing left. A carbon asham. Gemilu d'lemisa. This also a not so known halacha. This is something which also a halacha l'moshe misinai. People only know the halacha l'moshe misinai. The halacha l'moshe misinai that the chatas hanesas, but they don't know there's another. Parallel halacha l'moshe misinai that says anytime you have a chatos hameis, so it's the equivalent by a carbon asham, it must be put out to pasture to get a blemish and then you redeem it. And with the money you buy oila, you buy kates mizbeach. You're not makriv the equivalent of the Chomesh HaMesois by an Osho, Mina Makrovit. He doesn't go on the Mizbeach. Okay, when it comes to the carbon, when it comes to an Oila and a Shlamim, you can be Makrovit. When it comes to a Chatos, it dies. When it comes to an Oila, an Asham, and an Asham, there's a Halacha L'Moish and Misina and Dilri'iya. So we're really stuck now in a hole. We have the word Rak. It's coming to tell us that the Vlad, this halacha, that the Vlad goes on the Mizbeach, only applies to a carbon shlam and nothing else. Excuse me, I don't need a pasuk to be my, it's something else, because there is nothing else. If you want to tell me it's a chatas, I know that it goes lamisa. You want to tell me it's a carbon asham, there's a halacha lamisha misina, it goes l'riya. You want to tell me it's an oila? It doesn't exist in Mitzias of an oila, of Vlad, because a Vlad and oila is a Zohar. So why then do I need the word Rak? Rak is not, it's not telling me anything I really do not know. The call of Shavachatas Mesa Vashem Raya. And for the Gemarli Oilam de Vachatas. We're discussing a carbon, Chatas. Oh, what about Lemisa? The Hilchsa Gemirla Lemisa. The Enochinam, the Pasuk teacher that goes Lemisa, Krol Lemute Lecha Krova. Why? Remorse doesn't make any sense. The Pasuk is coming Lamute that you should not be makrovit on the Mizveah. The Gemara says that doesn't make one bit of sense. If it goes Lemisa, automatically means Nalakrova. Vaha, 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 Talia. They came into Lemisa also in the Melulai Karva. No, El Hilchsol Hilchatas. Ukro lamute the Gemara says you're right. Lamute tumuras osham. In fact, the Gemara that's also doesn't make any. We just finished saying Hanami hilchasa gemirila. Diyama kol shemchatas mesa biyosham roya. So the Gemara third answer. El akrami boyle di avar. No, you don't understand. The avar umakriv kohe baase. If you have now, this is going on one carbon chatas is going on carbon osham. Let's assume it's going back. What does Rashi say? The Rashi says. Asham shel l'ruya, Asham, how do you know Asham?
Vlad, or
Asham shel mitak l'ruya, im hishlam l'ruya, v'kodam l'shchoto istam, ad shloim nistoiv. Asham, that's the next piece of Gemara. That's the next piece of Gemara. So Elo, we needed the over makriv. How do you know it's going by a carbon, going the Gemara's name is by carbon Asham? Maybe it's carbon oil by chad as well. So maybe let's assume it's by chad as well. And what's the Gemara's maskana? There's a halacha l'moishe misinai of chatois hamesos. There's a halacha l'moishe misinai and asham is l'ri'iyah by the vlad and by the tamura. But let's say you are in violation of the halacha l'moishe misinai. You don't care. And you take it to the mizbech and you shecht it. Did you technically do anything wrong? You over on halacha l'moishe misinai. But were you over on a subject that's written in the Torah? That is why we need the word rak. It's a lav haba mechlal asay, which has the status of an asay. Memela, it's coming to say that you're going to get an avera. You're right. Technically, you don't need really a pasuk because by default, you're not supposed to be makir of the vlad chatas and the vlad of the carbon asham. And the pasuk is teaching you that only when it comes to a carbon shalomim should you be makir of the vlad and the tamura as a carbon. And we don't need a pasuk to say the word to mimemaid anything else, because the truth is there is nothing else. Oila doesn't exist. Chatos is lumisa. Asham is l'ri'ya. What then is the pasuk for? To teach you that if you don't follow the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, we mechazek it with a bitul asay. So the halacha l'moshe m'sinai should die. And this is telling you that if you makrev it, you're going to be over on this mitzvah saseh. It's a very unusual Gemara to combine together how often in Shas. You know the whole Shas. Think of the whole Shas now in one moment. We go Chas the Gan Shas. How often in Shas you have such a concept where we combine as a shidduch, a zivuk, to be mitzvah, a halacha l'moshe m'sinai with a pasuk in the Torah. Normally the halacha l'moshe m'sinai is a totally
independent.
No shaykhis to anything whatsoever. No remes to the halacha. Here there's overlap. We're dealing with the same exact halacha, and the halacha l'moyesh says l'misa, and the Torah is telling you, if you makrovit, you did an avera. Half of the fella. You combine the two together, mezavik, the two together, the two sides. Next. Rabbi Kiva says, Hukare v'ein tumura so yikre. And we're going back to the Braisa. And the Braisa, it said, that Rabbi Akiva says there's no need. Hukarev, it says, Osham hu. Okay, the Gemara is not quoting the whole piece of the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva says, I do not need the word rak. Rabbi Akiva is coming to challenge the previous Atana. Why do you need to use the word rak to be memaye the Osham? Osham. See, Taki, you're right, that's the Yom Makar. The whole drasha, rak, is only coming l'chayri, saying it for the Osham. Why not for Mechatos? I don't know. Why don't we say this in the class of Mechatos? I do not know. But at least we made this drush now, the word rak is coming to be mayit. Rabbi Akiva, I do not need your word rak. There's another word which is memayit, the osham, that is going to be a bit of mitzvah. It says the word osham, who? Who korev ain't to mirasa koreva? Lamali kra, ahilchsa gemirula, we have a halacha moshim sinai, ain't a chanami. Why are they giving the same as we had before? I don't know why they weren't giving the same as we had before, but the Muggins will answer. I guess in this case we have another use for the pasta. I guess we have another use. We boil a little Huna dim Ravuna, Osham Shnik Luria, Ushkot, Estam, Kosh, Lashem, Oila, Anu Halacha, Anaya Halacha, Osham Hu. It's a meat. Only when it's behaviyosoi, if I have a carbon asham, and the asham does not have a blemish, and it's a carbon asham, but let's say it's no longer who, it's no longer an asham who, it's not behaviyosoi in its existence. Why is it not in its existence? Because I designated it l'ri'iyah. The asham is extra. Let's see what happens. Your person sets aside a carbon, an animal as a carbon asham. It gets lost. I set aside a replacement. I offer the replacement. I come home. I discover the original. So what do I do with it? So I look at it and I say, you now have to go out to pasture to get a blemish. And you do a maisa to send it out of the house. You do a maisa. It's nitak. It's now been designated l'ri'iyah. Let's assume it's a maisa. You lock the gate. You go out into the wild and get into a fight with another animal. You get a blemish, and then it will be able to bring you on the mizbeach. Let's say you send it out, and then you forget yourself, and you see it the next day, and you take it and you makriv it itself on the mizbeach as a carbon oila, asham shenitak l'ri'iyah u'shechotay stam kosher l'shem oila. It's a kosher oila. You should not have done that. That's not what the goal was. But the word who is coming to teach you this unique halacha. Only when the asham is who, behaviyosai. But once the asham itself has been taken out of its status of who, it's now been set aside for another purpose. If it now you shecht it for that other purpose, even though you're not supposed to do that, it works. It's not chulin. What? Either or. Kosh l'shem oila. Nitak in loy nitak loy. By time of who? Bahaviyosa yehe. In fact, the Gemara l'hai time, the Nodcho Yafle, Yodolf Mehoni Kroa, typically Mizocho in a cave. Now the Gemara is going back. Okay, so what have we done so far? We had two sugis. We had a Mishnah, and the Mishnah taught us the sugya. Vlad shlamim is a shlamim. Tumurah shlamim is a shlamim. Tumurah oila is ka'ila. How do you know that? In Zachar and Nikeva. Second sugya Gemara. How do you know it? Rak kadoshecha asher yulecha. Two separate sugyas of the Gemara. Now the Gemara has come to tie everything together. The one that learns out the drasha from the first one. Haitana. I need that pasuk for the Vlad.
We had
both drushes. So in other words, he does not dash in the word im. He holds im is not strong enough to teach you the basic halacha. I need the basic halacha from Rakodoshech HaShayulucha, that's the basics. Im Zohar, im Nikeva, it can only teach me one thing only, Bali Mumin. Yiboyle Levlad Bali Mumin, Ulitmuras Bali Mumin, the Vlad of a Bal Mum, and the Tmur of a Bal Mum. The Tebigle Kulame Haikra, what's wrong with learning everything from one pasuk? No, In lo mashmule. In the chanam, in is not a strong enough drasha to lash. Well, the high time that afkulei mizach and mikeva, so vice versa. Tisa vasa my avulei. Afilu mimar ayu to teach you. We need the word tisa. We need the word tisa vasa. Afilu mimar ayu. Lishna acharina mimo rigayhu. What do those two answers mean? Rashi. So these are the law. I feel Mariah. High tis of us. A lot of love. This is to us also. Ella lekodoshim atzmam. Because mazale la suye haya. I feel uhein b'mire ba'afar. They're in the meadow. The giezman haregel la lois lo yoymar eini toreach acharehen levakshim be'agam ulalichan avla ella anten li ad pam acheres. It's a general halacha, nothing to do with the sugya, and that is, if it's now the sholah shugol mekam to the tulmokan, and you have an animal you set aside to be a carbon oila, it's been designated, and it's a very big tircha to get it, because it's out in the meadow, it's far, far away.
Okay.
So I got three regolim. So Misa say you have to go chase after.
So maybe he's going to wait to the second regal, is that what you're
right, saying? Do not wait. The second answer is shokhar afilu, and regal afilu, and doshin is atzvua b'morgim, tamim b'dim nachos, okim sham, b'mayim b'morgim, and say the kursim. Amen. Similar answer. Not in Makashim. We're planning on the Makashim. It's working for you. You're going to lose money. It doesn't matter. Take it out of the job in Makashim.